The following shi'or has been delivered by Rabbi Eitan Aviv, member of the Bet Havad Kolel Dayanut, and has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halacha Center.
For more shiurim or information, please visit vshc.org or call 1-844-200-TSHC. That's 1-844-200-8742.
Parashat Noah. In this parasha, we have that after Noah came out of the Teva, it says a pasuk, it's perek tes pasuk gimel, kol remez asher uchai lachem ihiye leochla. Now, from now on, you are able to eat remes, able to eat animals, keyerek esev, natati lachem et kol. By Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir him only to eat yerek, fruits and vegetables. By Noah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir him to eat basar, to eat meat. However, the next pesukim says that there's different halachot. You're not allowed to eat ever min ha'chai. That means you have to be shochet, the animal, before you eat it. It's halacha of shechita. So today I want to discuss a few halachot in basar and shechita, in general to speak about the meat that we have in the market today, and specifically to talk about meat which is called Bet Yosef. So in the market today, there are three categories of meat. Something is called basar kasher. It's not so common to have it, to see it, but there is something called kosher meat. The other thing is called glat, which is very common in our circles, to eat basar, which is glat. And the third one is called Bet Yosef, which is meat which is kasher, l'shitat Bet Yosef, l'shitat Maran, Rabbi Yosef Karo Baal HaShulchan Aruch. In order to understand the chilukim, the difference between these three categories, we have to take a step back to understand a little bit of Dinei Terefot. The Mishnah in Chulin and Perek Gimel tells us many halachot of Dinei Terefot. The Mishnah lists Yudchei Terefot, 18 Terefot, and the Gemara goes and continues to explain that these are avot, and there's toladot, there's many more terefot, and at the count at the end is about 70 terefot that we have in an animal. And these terefot are nekuvat aveshet, the esophagus has a hole, the carcass, the stomach has a hole, animal that the legs got cut in a higher place of the legs, that's also considered terefot. It's many types of terefot. The klal is that any type of hole or damage that an animal has that it could die from it, even it's going to be eventually, it doesn't have to be right now, that is a behemah terefa. Today, or always it was like that, that when a shochet does the maaseh shechita, so he does a shechita on an animal, then he takes off the skin, we don't check for any of these terefot. The question is, why don't we check for these terefot to see if there's a hole in the stomach, the esophagus? We don't do these things. The question is why. So really, Rashi and Chulin says already, the answer is because there is something called rov. And rov means that rov behemot enam terefot. Most of the behemot that we have are not terefot. And we know the halacha is, achay rabim lehatot. We go with rov. And you don't even have to check. Since you have rov behemot, which are not terefot, you could assume that this animal that you're dealing with now has no hole and has no terefa, and you don't even have to check, it's kasher. There is one exception to that rule. The exception is the bedika of the re'ah. Bedika of the re'ah is the lungs of the animal. There, Chachamim said, since it's mi'ut ha-matsui, it's very common to happen that in the lungs of the animal you have holes, and that is also a terefa. Since it's common, you have to check. The bodek, after he shochet the behema, he has to check the lungs to see if there's any holes in the lungs, because it's common to happen. That din is a din de Rabbanan. It's not from the Torah. It's a din de Rabbanan. Chachamim u'mechadesh des halacha that you have to check. Since it's a din de Rabbanan, that's only if you have the re'ah in front of you. However, let's say a person was shochet be'ema, and then for some reason the lung got lost, it's ne'ebda re'ah, it's mutar, you're allowed to eat the animal, because again, midoraita, we have a rov behemot enam terefot. However, most cases the lung is still there, and you have to check it. There's a din derabanan, and you have to check the re'ah. Now, that's Pashut, which the Gemara discusses Barichut over there in Eru Terefot, that if you have a hole in the lung, that is Pashut, that is, the animal now is Terefa, and you're not allowed to eat it. There is, however, another type of Terefa in the lung. And that is something that's called Sircha. What is a Sircha? It is like something that grows from the actual Re'ah, and it's like an extra piece. It looks like a gluey type of consistency. And that is part of the re'ah. And if you find that on the re'ah, that is also considered terefa. Why? So Rashi says, in the Gemara there, Eru Terefot, the reason is because if you have sircha, it's an indication that there was a nekev, there was a hole there. And this sircha is sotem, it seals the hole. So what if it seals the hole? So it sounds good. If it seals the hole, it's good. Rashi says that's not a stima me'alyata. It's not a good stima. It's not a good seal. The hole is gonna be, it's gonna open up later on. And therefore the behema is terefa. So if you see the sircha, it's a proof that there was a nekev. It proves that there is a hole in this animal. The stima is not a good stima, and therefore the animal is still terefa. That is what the Gemara says according to Rashi. So in the meantime, we have a second thing, which is posel the re'ah, the animal. One thing is if you have a hole, that's pashut, that the re'ah is terefa, the animal is taref. And not only that, even if you found a sircha, it also makes the animal into taref. That is what the Gemara says. There is a rosh. The rosh there in the Perek Elu Terefot says an interesting thing. And he says like this, even though we said a sircha is posel the animal, it makes the whole behema into terefa. However, not all the sirchot are an indication that there was a hole there. Some sirchot are just there from the lachut of the re'ah, from the moisture that they have in the re'ah, in the lung. Things grow on the lung. And those things, it doesn't mean that there was a hole over there. And if you find that thing, says the Rosh, that is a rir be'alma. It's not considered a sircha, it's a rir be'alma. And therefore, it's not indication that there was a hole, and mimela de behema is keshera. That's what the Rosh says in Masechet Chulin. How are we gonna know what is a sircha and what is a rir be'alma? How do we know that something is a sircha or not? So the Rosh tells us like this. He says, any sircha that when the bodek, the person that checks it, he sticks his hand into the animal's stomach and he rubs on the re'ah, on the lung. He says anything that comes off, that's not called a sircha. And he says, because many things could come off, and if it comes off easily, it's not called a sircha. He says, a real sircha, even if you're going to play with it the whole day, it's so strong and attached to the hole, and attached to it, so that it's not going to be able, you're not going to be able to detach it. But if you have something that you're able to detach, that means that it's not a sircha, it's a rir be'alma, and it's no indication that it was a hole. That's why it's going to be, it's mutar. That is what the Rosh says. And that is really the minhag Ashkenazim, which the Rama brings this down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Chavtet in Yoredea, says the Rama, that Sircha has to be that it's very strong, but any sicha which is nimoach b'mishmush hayad, as called, that means that you're just rubbing around it, you're playing with the sicha, and it's nimoach, it disappears, that's called harir ve'alma v'zek shera. And that is the minhag. That's how the Rama says, according to the Rosh. However, the Rashba doesn't like this. The Rashba says that a person that is somech on this Rosh is asur to be somech on this, and whoever does that, he says a very strong lashon. The Rosh says it is ki'ilu, the Rashba says that it's ki'ilu ma'achilin terefot l'Israel, and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to touch the sircha. If you have a sircha on the animal, on the lung, and you go ahead and you play with it, and it comes off, says the Rosh, that is a sircha which is asur. Even if it comes off, avadai, that is asur. That is what the Rashba says. Gabe this halacha of sircha. And that is Shitat Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Abi Yosef Karo Shulchan Aruch. That's how he's posek. He says that his lashon is that you're not allowed to be memaech besirchot. Shulchan Aruch and Seif Yud. He says en chiluk ben sircha ava o daka. It doesn't make a difference, but whether the sircha on the animal is thick or thin, kechut ha-se'ara, asur to be memashmesh with that. Velo keotam memaachim hamemaachim biyad. Not like these people that they're memaech biyad. They go and they play with the sircha. Ve'im nitma'achat tolim lahakel. And if it disappeared, they're tolel lahakel. That it's not a sircha. Kol anuheken, he says, ki'ilu ma'achil terefot liYisrael. Goes with Rashitat Rashba, and that he says that it's asur to be memashmesh besirchot. That is Shitat HaShulchan Aruch, arguing on the Rama. So this is a big difference. Now it's good to know that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, there are different things which are called a rir be'alma and not a sircha. But it has to be that it comes off very easily without any mishmush, without playing around whatsoever in the sircha. For example, he says, if the bodek, when he sticks his hand into the lung, into the stomach of the animal, before they take the lung out, and he's been mashmesh, he puts his, rubs his hand around, benachat, around the re'ah, and there's things that come off. Those things, without any pressure, are pashut, that the ravir be'alma, it's not a sircha, it's not an indication that there was a hole over here, and even according to Shulchan Aruch, it's mutar. Same thing he says, it's something called Yad Bodek. If you stick your finger under the sircha and you give a small touch it very easily, very benachat, and it disappears, it detaches itself, then also that's not an indication that there's a sircha, there is a hole over here, it's a rir be'alma, and that is gonna be mutar. But if you go and you play with the sircha, you mashmesh with it, that is vaday asur according to Shulchan Aruch. And that was always the minhag as the Faradim to go with Shulchan Aruch, that mishmush in the sircha is asur. About 200 years ago, there's something that changed in the whole industry and the way the bodkim, now they take off the sircha. They don't do anymore mishmush with the hands, with playing around with the sircha with their fingers. Rather, what they do is, they do something called kiluf. Kiluf means they take their nails, the tziporen, and they take the sircha slowly, slowly, and they mekalef, they peel it off with their tziporen. And when that minhag came out, it was a big discussion. Many poskim, ze omer becho, ze omer becho, different poskim said different halachot, negabe this, new minhag. But there are many Aruch HaShulchan said that people should not do the kiluf. They should go back to the old minhag to do mishmush. But there is a Chatam Sofer that was miyashev the minhag, and others achronim also were miyashev the minhag. But that's how they do it today. they do kiluf with the tziporen on the sirchot. Now, however, there is something very different between kasher and gelat. What is the difference between meat which is kasher and meat which is gelat? So it's like this. Since this whole kiluf business is something which the gedolim were nechleku on this, was a big machloket about this halacha, what to do with the kiluf. So they're making a tziruf. And many poskim say that when you do kiluf, it only could go on sirchot, which are very thin, sirchot dakot. Then we say you could do kiluf on that. And if it comes off easily, so then we say that it's not a sircha. That's what they do today on the glat. The kasher says no. The meat which is called kasher, we go with the original halacha, that you could do kiluf even on a sircha ava, even on a thick sircha, and you could do it bekoach, the kiluf, even if it takes you time and it takes strength to do it, and also you could do that, and it's still not an indication that it's a sircha, we could still say it's a rir be'alma. So again, basar, which is kasher, it's kosher meat, which is called, it's being sold in different places, it's not so common in our circles, so that is, means that they did kiluf, they played with a sircha, it was a thick sircha, and they spent time on taking it off, and that is called meat with kasher. The glat meat, it's not good enough for them. They say that's more of an issue. That more looks like more like a sircha. Therefore, we're only going to take off sircha, which is daka, and it's a thin one, and it comes off very easily. And if that's the situation, then we're going to call this animal into a glat. We're going to categorize it as a glat, and it's going to be mutar to eat. There are mekorot to this halachot. I don't have time to go into it. That we see in the Beit Yosef in different places, it brings that a sirchot avot is more hamur than sirchot dakot. However, minhag haSfaradim is again, Beit Yosef, what does Beit Yosef mean? Beit Yosef means kepeshuto, the way the Shulchan Aruch said like the Rashba, that sirchot, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to play with it bechlal. Not a kiluf, not a mi'uch. And the real Beit Yosef means that there was no sirchot on the re'ah. Maybe there was things that came off very, very easily when you rubbed around it, but no going and being mitasek with a sircha, that is going to be asur, feed the Beit Yosef. So if you see basar Beit Yosef, it's supposed to be that there was no sirchot at all, and there was nobody played with any sirchot on the animal. That is what is called halak Beit Yosef. There are some that wanted to say that since today they do kiluf, which the Rama and the Beit Yosef did not talk about it, maybe we could say that the kiluf that they do with the tziporen, even the Beit Yosef is modeh, that it's mutar. But that is very hard for us to understand, because if you look in the whole Arichut in the Beit Yosef, he was saying that there is no mekor, there's no source of going ahead and touching sirchot. And any type of playing around with sirchot, whether it's kiluf or mishmush, it's always going to be asur. That's what should come out according to the Beit Yosef. There is a question that many people ask, and that is, if a person is stuck and there is no meat, which is Beit Yosef, is he allowed to buy meat, which is not Beit Yosef, it's glat, but it's not Beit Yosef? Or if he's going to a wedding with an Ashkenaz person and they don't have basar Beit Yosef, is he allowed to eat from the meat? Somebody invited him, he's an Ashkenaz person, which is not makpid on Beit Yosef, are you allowed to eat from him? These type of shailot come up a lot. So is that mutar or asur? So there is a sefer, Devar Shmuel, his name is Abu Hav, and that is in Siman Shin Chaf. He was asked a very similar question. The question he was asked was, if you have Sephardim that go to Ashkenaz cities, could they eat from their shechita? Or you say no, that since the Sfaradim were more machmir on bedikat ha-re'ah, so they have to be machmir on the chumrot of the places that they came from. So the Devar Shemuel answered that like this: if the oreach ha-Sfaradi knows that there was a re'uta in the behemah, that means he knows there was a sircha over here, so then he should not eat. However, if he does not know that there was a re'uta in the lung of this animal, he doesn't know. Maybe it was good, maybe it was Bet Yosef. He doesn't know anything. So then he could be mekel and eat from it. What's the yesod in the shoresh of the heter? Says the Devar Shemuel, the heter is because we know, we learned earlier, that there's a halakha of ne'evda hare'ah. If the re'ah, the lung, got lost, the halakha is, and you weren't able to check it, the halakha is that the behemah is kashera, you're allowed to eat the meat. The reason is because we have a rov behemot, we know, enam terefot. So since rov behemot enam terefot, ela rabbanan, who mechayev us to do a bedika, because the miyuta matsui, the mechayev to do bedika on the re'ah. But that's only if it's here. If it's not here, we could be samech and rov behemot, which is that are not terefot, to be machir the meat. We have, because most of the behemot are not terefot. So this behema also is mistaber that it wasn't terefa. That is what halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Devar Shemuel, same thing over here. You're coming to eat from this animal over here. You're invited to eat from this meat. You don't know if this meat, this animal, had a problem on the re'ah or did not have a problem. So go check the re'ah. Okay, but the re'ah is not here. Then there's no lung anymore. It's long ago, it's gone. So what do we have? We could still use the halakha of rov. Rov b'yemot eram terefot. This is to say that this animal over here, this piece of meat that you want to eat, is from the rov, the most behemot and after their fault, and merely you're allowed to eat this behema. That was what the Devar Shemuel says. And like him, says also, there is Abchaim Mivolozhin in the Sefer Maaseh Rav, he says this same Sefera, that if a person is Bederech, he's on the way, or Be'achsanya, so he should not be Chokev Doresh al Inyan of Sirchot, because it's like Nitzla ha-re'ah, it's like the re'ah is not here, and he could be somech to be mekel. And therefore, all these cases that we just said, b'di'avad, if there's nothing else, a person could be somech to be mekel if he's stuck to eat from the basar, which is glat, not Bet Yosef, because maybe it's also kasher, maybe it's also Bet Yosef. Maybe it also did not have on it any sirchot. We don't know if it has sircha or not. And this Devar Shemuel really is brought down in Rabbi Omer. Rabbi Omer Chamo Vadia brings it down in Chelek Hey. He talks about it. Yoreh Deah Chelek Hey. He brings this to Shuva, and he wants to be. He said, "Min Chatchila Vaday." A person should not be mekel, should always try to be buying only Bet Yosef meat. However, if he was stuck somewhere, so then he could be mekel like this Devar Shemuel. So we're coming out halakha l'maaseh like this, that we have three categories of meat. One is, it's called kosher meat, and that is a person chatchila should stay away from it, because besides the fact that there's big sirchot and they play around with it, the level and that hashgacha and everything else that's going on is much lower level of hashgacha. That's the kasher. Then you have the basar, which is gilat. The gilat officially means that the sirchot, or small sirchot, were played around with, and therefore a person according to the Ramah, it is mutar. According to Shulchan Aruch, it's asur. And then you have Basar Bet Yosef, which is no sirchot at all on the lung. Maybe there's some very, very tiny ones that came off just by touching it. That's okay. That's rear be'alma. But the regular sichot, there's not no sichot, and that's why it's going to be mutar. Now, a person should be makpid to bring to his house only meat, which is Bet Yosef. However, if a person is stuck and he couldn't get reach it, so then you have this teshuvah from Devar Shemuel to be somech, and he could eat a basar, which is gilat, even though it's not Bet Yosef.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a halakhic consultation, monetary Bet Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200-TSHC or email info@theshc.org to subscribe.